This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
This is your world. Power 98.7. Now we're talking.
It's 19:34 here on Power Business. It's also a Tuesday. It means that we have a small business in studio. This evening, I'm joined here by Lamore Yanagis, who's founder of Young Barber, in studio to speak about his business. Now, you should also know, and you can't see, and we'll put it all on social media, products galore. There's an award here. So we have a lot to speak about. Lamore, good evening. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
It's perfect that you're here. You are just 24.
Yes.
So we'll get to that. But let's talk about you, where you're from, where you were raised, and then going into business.
Thank you. Thank you for the question. Lamore. I am Lamore Yanagis. Mm-hmm. I am 24. Like you just said, I'm raised in Alberton, mm-hmm. Eden Park, specifically Parafleet. Mm-hmm. Reason why I'm calling Parafleet because it's one of the most... We just highlight on something about the pressures outside in drug abuse and gangsterism is one of the main focus in that area. That's why I'm saying Parafleet. I am the owner and founder of Young Barber, which was established in 2020. It's a COVID baby. Yes. And currently we have two stores. In Alberton, one in Eden Park, one in Air Road South. We also have our remarkable limitless mobile store, which is for your events, it's for your weddings, only call outs. Mm-hmm. And then also we specialize in men's grooming, which is your wave control, your twister sponges, and anything regarding men's grooming. Yes.
Were you always an entrepreneur? Did you always know you'd be an entrepreneur? What did you want to be when you were growing up, Lamore?
I like that question. I always tell the people, I always had that urge in me that I felt like whatever I'm going to do, I'll be very great in it.
Oh, I love that.
And that's something that one of my morals, or how can I say, one of my values that I loved with each and every day, especially being bird and out of that place I just explained now. So I was yelling from a young age entrepreneurship based on every season I was selling like your Easter eggs.
Oh, I love that.
With my father, also your fireworks every season. Yeah, my father also was in the business of selling meat, like your pork bones and all that. Mm. So business-wise, things been happening around me, so I know how to work with numbers and do the multiplication, how to make more money. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the background.
I'll tell you this, and I always tell entrepreneurs here, the best entrepreneurs that we always interview always sold something at a young age.
Yes.
Either they were selling sweets or like you're selling Easter eggs or chips, but there's always a story about this entrepreneurship bug that bites you when you're a child, and as you grow older, you know, you really start to hone the skill. Let's talk about deciding to go into having a barber and also the products. It could have been any business because you have the acumen. Why did you choose this one specifically?
Let me first just clarify there. It chose me.
Okay. I love that.
Yes. So, I was busy cutting some people at school and, this one teacher specifically, Mr. Michael, shout out to him. He always told me that, Lamore, you have to start your own barbershop. And I'm like, who is making a career out of barbering? I'm like, Meneer, nah, man, I want to go to varsity. I was that athletics boy, doing athletics, discipline on the field each and every day. So I was like, if I do my athletics at varsity, the possibility of me going to Olympics is very high. So that was the dream always. But how it started is that after matriculating in 2018, my marks wasn't so good. So I had an opportunity to go rewrite or to work. So I was also busy with... rewriting, but I went to having an internship for a whole year of 2019. Mm. Yes, so in that time, this is where God really moved me from just thinking that it was cutting for fun and cutting for the income, but it really showed me that this is something I called you for. So in that time, I didn't have a lot of internet connection, especially at home, and that resources. So while I was going to work, I made sure I'm an hour early. Wow. Why? Because I want to watch YouTube videos, tutorials on how to cut hair.
Wow.
And then in my lunch time, I watch videos again on how to cut hair. So it gradually grew so, and it got out of control whereby I didn't even do my work. And then I'm watching videos. So that thing each and every day kept me up every night. And that's where 2020, I was like, God, if this is what you called me for, I'll do it. And I can testify it is what.
So it was COVID.
Yes.
Nobody was thinking about business. We were thinking of surviving COVID.
Yes.
But Lemo, you were thinking about business. Let's talk about that.
I was thinking about business because, and the reason why I was thinking about business is because I was like, currently our economy and people they couldn't go out to the malls and do what they're doing on the daily. So I was like, if you are in the community, what value can you bring to the community? And barbering in our community, Eden Park, was really on a low level. Mm. And I was like, I can be that person that people can depend on, that person that people know. If I go there, I'm going to get a fresh cut. This guy is always available. Mm-hmm. Customer service, giving you that top-notch service. And that's one of our values. So that time it told me to, I just encourage myself each and every day based on waking up, and the part that really showed me that I need to go into this is that everyone was closed but I was open. So everyone wasn't in that operational time, but mm-hmm. I had the privilege of people inboxing me, are you available, are you at? That's where we really built our clientele from the scratch.
I absolutely love your story, but I think one thing I must ask you here is, what do, and I assume that lots of your clients are men, I'm sure there are some ladies,
yes,
but mostly men. I know what women want in a salon.
Okay.
What do gents like about a barber? What is it that makes a gent be like, that's my guy?
Okay, thank you for that question. What separates us, or what separates a lot of barbers, and I will say what people really like, it's feeling that personal touch. That's what they will call, this is my barber. Even a brand, like now you are a brand, but there's still specific customers that will refer to, this is my barber. Mm. They like that, how can I say, that personal touch, knowing what you want. They don't like to over-explain themselves.
Interesting.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you want to come sit in your chair, get knowing that if they're going to walk out of this chair now, I feel like I can conquer the world. So what they're looking at is basically your customer service, understanding their needs, especially the needs of how the haircut needs to be, especially with the hairline. We know the hairline is something that a lot of men are crying about. And then most importantly is the counseling session. That's why we are not only barbers. We really talk about a lot of stuff. Also, guiding and just giving our input on what's happening. Mm. So you need to really have a strong character. You need to really be very energetic. What am I saying about it? Because you will get at a point where someone comes in your chair very down, mm-hmm. and you must always be that person that lifts them up each and every day, each and every time. And that's one of our core values that we always teach our barbers in our training and all that, that regardless how you feel, leave it at the door. The customer is the most important thing at this moment, person.
I love that. You also sound like you're somebody with a very great and a detailed work ethic. You know, you really are looking out for the detail there. Now, you spoke about the hairline, but another interesting thing here is men and waves, right? And I see you've got products here.
Yes,
and you did make a mention of waves. Let's talk about the products and how they came about, how this was also an interesting part of the business of bringing Young Barber together.
Okay. So, men with waves. Waves is one of the, how can I say, one of the trends at this moment. And we have our wave maker, which is the wave developer, and we have our wave control. So what does the products do is, the one, it helps you to achieve your waves easier. We know the trend of people having on the swirl coats and the durag or sleeping with it.
Yes.
We wanted to eliminate that heartache of having to put hours in of it. Now we have our texturizer, which is the wave developer. It lays your hair down already. So It waves could have took you for a whole month. Now it can only take you a whole week, and then you have your full waves, which is the wave control. It helps you to maintain the one that's right there. It helps you to maintain that look. So that's why we always encourage our customers that if you get a haircut, the haircut is not enough, because what if tomorrow morning you wake up, you won't see the same thing you went to bed with. Mm-hmm. So if you have our products, it makes the confidence or the look last longer, because now we advise you, we give you input and all that, how to use it on a daily. So that's, and this is really a, how can I say, one of the most important values of our barbershop or of our brand. It really brought how can I say, a big shift in our brand and a milestone.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's very important just for us to know here that if you'd like to do away with the durag, these are the product.
Yes.
If you don't want to wear the durag to sleep anymore, they have, you have options.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be like that. Okay. Let's talk about the award, because it's also, it's a beautiful award.
Thank
but it also
you.
Tells me that we're not the first people to acknowledge how well you're doing.
Thank you. The award. So the award, it's the top 16 youth brands in South Africa. The award was on the 22nd of June. Yes, so how we got by the awards is we were nominated under the top hair and beauty brand. And then after the nomination, we went through the voting stage. So the voting stage, we went in, I think it was 10, we had like 10 days of voting. So me and my team, we went back and we said we really... if you can put in the work, we know that in anything, if you put in the work, you will get the reward. So I went to my team and like, guys, do we want this? And they said yes. So we're like, okay, now we need to put in the work. So we really just try to, each and every customer that came in, vote for us, put in the work. And with the recognition that this award's bringing to the brand, it's out of this world. Especially now we were featured in... our local Eden Park newspaper. We were featured also on social media. It's trending and it's really bringing a big hype to the brand, and also which I personally believe that we deserve.
Yes, I think you deserve it too. Let's talk about what's been the most challenging thing about running your own business here. You know, some of the parts that make you think, "Yo, this is hard work." You know,
Interesting question. So, the most challenging thing, and we've been facing it for the past few months, especially working with young people. It's hard to really find loyalty, especially in this industry. You will really teach or show people how to cut, and then when they are good enough, they feel like, now I'm too good to be here. Now I can be the next Lamar. And unfortunately, it's one of the things that we are dealing with at this moment. We're trying to really not let that stand in our way of what God has called us to do, to really bring that difference, because sometimes it does leave a mark somewhere, because you really believe in this person so much. You believed in this person more than he believed in himself. And now he wants to tell you that, no, I'm good enough, or something to that way. So that's the challenge of barbers leaving. Yes.
And what's the best part? The part that makes you wake up in the morning and you're like, no matter what the challenges are, I am going ahead with this.
The best part is what I just emphasized on, is that I believe God called me for it. So I don't really, I won't say it's easy. I won't say, but I'm handling it well. Like, I can go to bed, okay. I can wake up, okay. Because I really believe. I think it's that belief in you that you tell yourself that I don't have a plan A, or I don't have a plan B or plan C. This is plan A. I'm going to make it work. And one of the quotes and one of the things I even shared when we got the award, I said, belief and determination is one of, it's two of the cornerstones of any great achievement. So that is one of the things I always tell myself, that you just need to believe and be determined towards where you are going. So that's a thing that always, when I wake up in the morning, I'm saying, I'm going to be determined. When I go to bed, I believe. Yes.
You also spoke about the fact that your dad was an entrepreneur.
Yes.
I want to speak about how much of that has given you confidence, you know, just knowing that this thing you can do this thing, man. It's done at home. You know, you've seen it done at home. You've seen it done by somebody that knows you. You know, and also maybe thinking to the entrepreneurs who might be listening and thinking it's not worth it to get their children involved in the business. They don't really like the business. But here you are. You're not selling any pork bones, but you're in business.
You get me. So it really, how can I say? I only discovered, I think, this year that dad played so much a big role in it, because my father did a lot of small stuff. Not like what we are doing, but what I can say is there's a vital impact on what I'm doing, because that made me believe that whatever I put my mind to, it can work. Mm-hmm. So what I want to say is that on that side, it really helped, because now at the moment is, because my father, he can do a lot of stuff. Now he's a mechanic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. So really seeing and really you are sitting down with me on a young age, and teach me how to count, how to count money, how to save. He showed me to say, you know, you never spend all your money. And he showed me to say, this is how you save. You leave this is the amount you're going to use to reinvest in the business. This you put aside for any emergency or any opportunity in business that's going to come up. So if I never had that values, I could have just gotten all the money and spent
it. And count all of it, yeah. So let's talk about any other mentors that have been in your life. You know, people that have really touched you, given you confidence. I know Mr. Michaels, if he's listening, he was one of those people who certainly gave you the confidence for the business.
Yes. So I'm a people's person. There's a lot of people and listeners or that's out there now, please don't come for me. There's a lot of people. I'm a people's person, and there's a lot of people that played a very, how can I say, big role. But one of the people that I also want to shout out and really thank God for their lives, it's my spiritual leader, which is Bishop Eddie Hyman. He always, like, the confidence and the belief he shows within you that, you know, there's something else that what a spiritual leader can see, especially it's like he's seeing what God is seeing within you. And he always reminded me based on how am I even called for this, and how I really need to push and put in the work and not let whatever people, especially this I'm telling you about the guys that's leaving may affect me. So he said that even, you know, at church, people come and go. Wherever you're going to be, people come and go. You just need to put your mind to it and really push. And then one of the people that really plays also a big role from a distance. We don't really have a relationship, but through this award, we had some conversation. It's the owner of Legends, Sheldon. So through this award, I really I met him, and we had a moment. While I was walking to get the award, he was one of the judges, and he stood up to give me, and he gave me a hug. And that hug just felt so. And then I also had a privilege. He invited me to one of his Clipper launches last week. And we had a conversation. And just to sit in that guy's presence was something I can't even explain how it felt. So yeah, you don't always have to have the people really next to you or close to you, but some people you can be encouraged and mentored from a distance. And then also specifically my team. My team, we can't be young, Baba, if I'm only the person.
If it's just you. Yeah, yeah.
We have the media team. We have the guys that's running up and down when I'm here or when I'm going out. So the guys that's really getting their hands dirty on also cutting their hair. That's one of the, especially when we have our meetings. Like last night we had a meeting, and just hearing from the guys the impact and where we are going, it that's like I can say it's also mentoring me every day to say, push harder. We're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for the next generation, and you're doing it for all the guys that's believing in what God has called you for.
Well, that's it. Where are you going? What is the big dream for Young Barber?
The big dream for Young Barber, it's to empower every community with top class service, fast and affordable. That means that in and out service, like your McDonald's, you know, you don't sit long. You come in, it's out, but it's quality. The standard stays the same. So if wherever you see a McDonald's, just know in the next 10 years, you will see a young barber.
I love that. I love that. Also, another interesting one I want to ask you a little more. Many entrepreneurs say they need funding. You know, they need somebody to come and invest and help them grow. Where are you with that one?
People will think I have millions and I don't even. I won't say the funding is the problem. It's the mind behind the brand. It's the mind behind where you are going. Growth is a process. If I could have got that 1 million I wanted when I started, trust me, you wouldn't have maybe seen me sitting here or talking, encouraging those people. You just need to get your hands dirty. Just an encouragement. When I was busy starting with the first store, I worked out an area where I was cutting. While I was cutting, I was painting my shop. So while I'm painting this side, I had an overall on, and then I'm jumping off the roof, and then I just went to cut. Because I understood that then there needs to be a chain of capital flowing while I'm spending. That time I was alone, but I don't think that's an excuse. There's a lot of capital out there. You just need to start small, trust the process, and keep going.
I love that. I love that so much. Now, an important one here is if people want to buy the products, because of course, you know, you have made these products available, and I can imagine there's somebody out there who's so excited that there might be something for their waves. Where can people buy the product?
Okay, our products are available at the moment at our stores, which is in Yalberton, and then also on our website, which is www.youngbarber.com. And then, at the moment, that's the only places where they can find it.
And what's next for you? I know that there's big, big plans here to make it, you know, something that is as viral as fast food, which I think is absolutely brilliant. But what's the next best step for you right now as Lamore, as you run this business?
The next big step will be, yesterday we had a privilege on viewing a facility which we're going to transform into our training facility. So we are looking into our training facility, which will be for anyone that wants to join our team. You will be given the opportunity to train. So like I'm saying, regardless the guys leaving, it's not going to stop us for what God has called us for. So we're going to train and empower the younger generation on how to be the best version of themselves, and especially when it comes to the men's grooming. That is one. And then also we are busy with, it's like 90% in the pipeline. We are also busy with a new product that will be for my type of hair.
Yes.
The twister sponge. We know it's the new trend. So just be on the lookout on our social media. We will post it, believingly, end of this month.
And for somebody who says, I want to drive to Alberton, I want to have the Young Barber experience, so let's recap exactly where the two stores are.
Okay, the one store in Eden Park, it's 29 Terraplane. And the one in Yarra Road, it's 45 Rivet Cunard Street. Yes.
Well, Lamore, I back you. I do suspect also this is not your first business. I think there'll be many more businesses that will emerge for you. You're 24, you're a hard worker. Thank you so much for coming to speaking to us this evening, and really are rooting for you here on Power FM. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having
me. And shout out to your media team. They've been on it the whole time.
Shout out to Damon.
Thank you so much, Lamore. Thank you so much, Damien. Guys, it's really our favorite segment here on Power Business, our Small Business Tuesday. We really make sure that we touch base with those who are just in the ring. I always say it's great to make noise from outside the ring, but can you get in the ring? And once you're in the ring, can you fight? And that's what entrepreneurship shows us, that there is some room for people to get in the ring. Critiques, many of us.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.